Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So road duty tonight, league leaders, of course, Coach Tom and the Hoosiers against Illinois. And from what I'm hearing, the Illini of John Gross will be laying it all out on the line tonight. Forget that 61-point second half the Hoosiers put on them back in January, the 34-point margin of victory, Indiana's highest against a conference foe this year. It's been 4.5 weeks. Granted, the Illini are struggling. They've won only 4 times, beat Rutgers twice, Minnesota once, and are only 2-5 at home against Big Ten brethren, but they did beat Purdue. And Tom Crean is only 1-5 against the Orange and Blue in Champaign since he grabbed hold of the reins 8 years ago, and playing them and beating them in Champaign, well, that win last year was hard fought, 80-74. Enough said, as Coach Tom was telling us.
We have a lot of respect for how Illinois plays. We have a lot of respect for them offensively and defensively. Very desperate, hungry, aggressive way. And especially coming off of a tough game. And I would expect that they would anyways, because they're well coached. What they do, they have great spacing. They utilize the corners really well. They have matchup issues. Malcolm Hill is a matchup issue for a lot of people. Puts a lot of pressure on your inside guys that aren't used to guarding guys. We've had a couple of good days. Our preparation's been very solid, but most importantly, we're just continuing to try to improve and build on some things that they can get better at, add things that are going to make us better, and at the same time, continue to grow our team on a daily basis, which they're very committed to.
And obviously committed to staying on top of the Big Ten standings as we play this final game of February and head to March. Robert Johnson, by the way, game time decision, ESPN a little past 9 from the State Farm Insurance Center's Assembly Hall. Also tonight, Nebraska plays at Penn State. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here they come up from New Albany, the top-ranked team in Class 4A tomorrow night, winners of 17 straight, coached by the veteran Jim Shannon. And the Cougars welcome them in to the McKinney Court at 7:30. Obviously, standing 20-1, its lone loss to Indianapolis Pike back in December by 5. Romeo Langford, oh boy, this kid is something else. 8 times this year, the 6'4", 190-pound phenom sophomore has been over 30 points in a ball game, and Coach Andy Hodson was telling me.
He can guard. He's got a great feel for the game. He can attack you. He can shoot it. He can post up. He can defend you. He can block shots. So he has the whole package. And, you know, he's one of those kids who will be able to choose, you know, probably anywhere he wants to go in the country to play college basketball a few years from now. It'd be nice if those few years were already here and he was on his way out.
They bury teams. I mean, the margin of error has to be slight, because I look at their average winning margin. It's almost, Andy, 27 points a game in the 21 games that they played, and they play a heck of a schedule.
Yeah, you know, it's similar to, in fashion, to what Wright's was last year.
Right.
They just get after you from start to finish. And if you can't handle the pressure, can't simulate it in practice, you know, they're a different beast than what we can portray in practice. But that's going to be the name of the game for us. We've got to handle the ball.
Well, that's just one key, and obviously the Cougars are big-time underdogs. By the way, New Albany knocked off Bloomington South in South's season opener way back in November. And the Panthers, they look to close out now with 13 in a row, playing at, well, one of my favorite broadcast vantage points, Northview, over in Brazil tonight at 7:30. A win makes them 19-4, ready to defend its sectional title next week over at East Central. I'm Joe Smith.